feeling foggy by afternoon. Your sitting posture may be the culprit. Sitting upright keeps your neck relaxed, your spine mobile, and breathing free. However, the moment we slump forward or crane our heads toward a screen, tension builds quickly, neck muscles stiffen, the back tightens, and even breathing becomes restricted. Over time, a poor sitting posture doesn't just cause aches and pains, it can quietly sap energy, cloud thinking, and undermine long-term health. On She Health, a program by NTD Television, a sister outlet of the Epoch Times, spine care expert Cheng Yunlong said that prolonged sitting commonly leads to lower back pain, and that poor posture can magnify discomfort, contribute to a hunched back, and impair overall vitality. Why sitting poorly affects more than your back? Research increasingly confirms what many office workers feel daily. A 2020 study found that holding a forward head posture with rounded shoulders, commonly referred to as Tech's neck, for just 15 minutes led to muscle fatigue and reduced participants' subsequent physical performance. Prolonged sitting not only causes back pain but is also associated with an increased risk of chronic disease. Research has shown that sedentary behavior is closely linked to conditions such as high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. When we remain hunched over, looking down, or in a Tech's neck posture for long periods, vascular elasticity declines, circulation worsens, and oxygen supply to the brain may be affected, Cheng noted. This helps explain why many office workers experience afternoon fatigue, brain fog, or reduced creativity. The growing popularity of height-adjustable standing desks reflects this concern. Standing desks help reduce stiffness and support clearer thinking by encouraging movement rather than keeping the body in one fixed position. A guide to good sitting posture. The first step to improving sitting posture is to check whether breathing feels natural. Good breathing indicates good posture, Cheng said. When we sit upright, as if measuring our height, with the crown of the head extending upward and the body's weight settling naturally downward, deep breathing becomes noticeably easier. In contrast, when we slouch, breathing becomes shallow and restricted. There are two types of sitting posture, according to Cheng. Active sitting. Active sitting involves keeping the body upright by consciously lifting the head and opening the chest. When working, writing, or using a computer, the eyes should look straight ahead at the screen. The top of the screen should be at eye level, eliminating the need to tilt the head up or down. The keyboard should be positioned close and slightly lower, ideally with a keyboard tray, so that the arms can rest in a relaxed and natural position. Passive sitting. Sitting on a sofa is an example of passive sitting, in which the body does not need to hold itself upright and can rest. When sitting on a sofa, ensure that the spine is supported. A firm, thick cushion can be placed behind the back and pushed in fully so the body is securely supported in an upright position. The cushion does not need to fit a person's height precisely, the key is that it provides proper support for the spine. Square or round throw pillows, if positioned correctly, can also serve as effective back supports. How to use a back cushion? Sit upright as if measuring your height, with your weight grounded downward and your head extending upward, then take a deep breath. Place the cushion firmly behind you to provide solid support. Sit upright again using the measuring height cue, then lean back and relax against the cushion to check whether it maintains support without collapsing. The cushion can also be angled to allow the body to lean back slightly, providing both spinal support and comfort. Some people prefer to recline this way while listening to music, sometimes adding a headrest and stretching their legs for greater relaxation. However, Cheng suggested that this posture is not suitable for watching television, as leaning back too far may strain the eyes and neck. Posture tips for computer use. The idea that armrests are necessary to prevent fatigue is a misconception. When the elbows hang naturally beneath the shoulder joints, no additional support is needed. Discomfort usually occurs only when the shoulders hunch or the elbows extend forward, Cheng said. The key is to keep the keyboard close to the body, allowing the hands to reach it comfortably and without strain. This posture helps prevent slouching and rounded shoulders and keeps the arms relaxed. How to choose the right chair? An expensive ergonomic chair may not solve all posture problems, and in some cases, may even be less effective than a simple stool, Zheng said. Key considerations when selecting an ergonomic chair include: adjustable height, the feet should rest firmly on the ground without hanging. Seat design without thigh pressure, when seated fully, check whether the front edge presses against the thighs. Continuous pressure can irritate the fascia at the back of the legs, potentially leading to fasciitis. Adequate back support, the ideal support point should align with the level of the navel, with or without an additional cushion. Leaning back slightly, about 95 degrees, keeps breathing smooth and unrestricted. Ergonomic chairs are not one size fits all, Zheng said. For example, if the seat is too high for a smaller person, a footrest may be needed to keep the thighs and calves at a proper angle and prevent strain on the backs of the legs. For office work, it is not necessary to choose a chair with excessive features. The best chair is one that remains stable and supportive when you sit down. 5 simple movements for long hours of sitting. Sitting for extended periods without movement often leads to body aches. Zheng recommended that office workers and people with sedentary lifestyles incorporate the following simple movements into their routine. 1. Half sitting. Sit forward on the chair without using the backrest, supporting the body only with the sit bones. When you begin to feel tired, lean back against the chair. 2. Open leg sitting. Sit near the edge of the chair with the legs apart. Working briefly in this position can help the pelvis return to a neutral alignment. 3. Saddle sitting. Sit near the edge of the chair as if straddling a saddle, with the legs angled downward and the knees positioned lower than the hips. This posture helps the pelvis maintain a neutral position. 4. Unilateral hip stretch. Each side of the pelvis has a bony prominence known as the sitting bone. Steps. Sit sideways on the edge of a chair supported by the right sitting bone, with the left side off the chair. Extend the left leg backward, raise the left arm overhead, and place the right hand on the chair for support. Lengthen the head upward as if measuring your height. Hold the position for 30 seconds to 1 minute, then switch sides. In a typical seated posture, the hips are held in flexion. Over time, prolonged hip flexion can cause the pelvis to tilt forward, leading to a sensation of the lower back lifting away from the floor when lying flat. The unilateral hip stretch helps counteract the effect by opening the hip joint. For a deeper stretch, add an upper body component. While extending the left leg, raise the left arm overhead, extend the right arm outward, and gently rotate the torso to the right. 5. Seated lateral stretch. Steps. Sit sideways on the chair with your weight on the right sitting bone, allowing the left knee to angle downward and the left side of the pelvis to drop slightly. Place the right hand on the chair for support, lift the left arm overhead, and lean to the right to stretch the left side. Alternatively, place both hands behind the head. As you bend to the side, keep the upper elbow pointing toward the ceiling. Repeat the stretch on the opposite side. It is advisable to stand up and move every 40 to 50 minutes, Zheng said. 3 shoulder and chest relaxation exercises. Zheng shared a simple routine designed to relax the neck and shoulders while opening the chest. These exercises can help relieve tension, improve posture, and restore energy. 1. Shoulder circles. Steps. Place both hands on the front of the shoulders. Raise the elbows straight forward and upward, keeping them close rather than letting them flare to the sides. Lift the elbows to their highest point. From there, open the elbows outward and lower them, squeezing the shoulder blades together and expanding the chest to complete the circle. Inhale as the elbows rise. Exhale as they open and lower. Repeat at least 3 times, then reverse the direction of the circles. 2. W-shaped arm bend. Steps. Press the palms together and raise the arms overhead. At the highest point, open the arms outward into a wide V shape. Bend the elbows to form a W shape, squeezing the shoulder blades together and lifting the chest. This chest opening movement engages the back muscles and creates a smooth, gliding sensation as you move. 3. Shoulder blade stretch. Steps. Cross the hands, then interlace the fingers and extend arms forward while inhaling. As you exhale, round the back and spread the shoulder blades apart. Imagine a bear rubbing its back against a tree trunk to guide the motion. Inhale, return to an upright position, and open the chest. Exhale and repeat the movement. 4. Neck massage. Steps. Place both hands behind the neck, one above the other. Gently lower the head. With the palms, press downward along the cervical spine while simultaneously lifting the chin to create a gentle counterforce. As you raise the chin, massage the neck with both hands. Switch the positions of the left and right hand so that both sides are worked evenly. This movement helps loosen the fascia around the neck and ease stiffness. 5. De Joie massage. Steps. Cross the hands and place them over the de joie acupoint, the prominent spot where the cervical and thoracic spine meet. Lift the chin slightly. Slide the hands forward and massage the base of the neck. Poor circulation in this area is often associated with rounded shoulders or forward head posture. Massaging the Dazui point can enhance peripheral blood flow and may even promote a sense of visual clarity. Good posture is not about rigidly sitting up straight all day, it's about supporting natural alignment, breathing freely, and moving often. By paying attention to how you sit, breathe, and shift positions, you can reduce pain, restore energy, and protect your spine over the long term. The healthiest posture is one that allows the body to feel light, balanced, and relaxed, not strained or forced, Zheng said. Small adjustments, practiced consistently, can make a surprisingly large difference.